My daughter and my escape from Vietnam share the same anniversary. The overwhelming nausea I felt when the sun finally ended that first rough night in the overcrowded fishing boat turned out to be morning sickness. Had I known just how dangerous and torturous the journey would be, I would never have set foot in the boat. But in the larger arc of our lives, there is no room for regrets. I took a risk to follow my dreams, and it has paid off. Indeed, it paid off hugely. The past brings you to the present moment, and the present moment is all that we can control. I shifted uncomfortably in my deck chair and tried to appreciate the present moment. The afternoon sun on my face and the light breeze carrying distant sounds of coconut palms. A neighbouring resort was playing music a little too loudly, but the rhythm combined pleasantly with the persistent pulse of the ocean. The same ocean that encircled my childhood town 50 kilometres north. The same ocean the three of us escaped into. The same ocean that I had since flown back over so many times. I watched my daughter wading deeper into that same ocean, her Australian fiancé beckoning her further in. He looked strong and handsome from a distance. I clenched my fists and felt my stomach twist. I felt a furious sort of wistfulness, a longing for everything that might have been. They were happy, for now, and I wished that I could support that, but I could see all of the pain that he was leading her towards. Life with him would be a burden for Hong An, and there was nothing I could do to stop her from taking it on. I continued to watch them playfully frolicking in the surf, their eyes alight with love. He reached out, taking my daughter's hand. He spun her around as if they were ballroom dancing in the waves, and I saw her face then, laughing and lit with joy. I only looked away when he leaned in to kiss her, as when I was an 8-year-old watching Wild Wild West on our first television. The present moment is all there is, I told myself. It is all you can control. I couldn't control the past.